This is County Close Up, news from Haliburton County with Elizabeth Oakley.
In just a few weeks, it'll be spring, a time when homeowners start making plans for improvements to their residences or cottages. And while the sound of hammers and table saws will soon ring out, local building officials say that along with those plans should also come permits. Building permits, that is. Canoe spoke with Carl Korpela, chief building official for Dysart et al. Recently. He says building permits are an essential part of any home project, and not having one can be a costly mistake. He adds, while recent legislation for short-term rentals and septic system maintenance have resulted in finding many non-conforming structures and building infractions.
Our builders are still getting permits. Sometimes homeowners decide to do their own renovations, their own builds, you know, sheds, whatever else it could be, the smaller projects, and maybe they don't take out permits for those. We do come across illegal construction all the time, especially with our programs that we have running right now, like our septic maintenance program, you know, our lake health assessment, with our STR, short-term rental bylaw and licensing. We're now finding a lot of these illegal structures that were created over the years. But we do have a good percentage of people that are abiding by the rules, taking out permits. People are going to build without permits because they think they could get away with it, more so than in the city. Because, you know, you have cookie cutter lots, small lots, your neighbors are going to see exactly what you're doing and snitch on you. Here, it's a little more relaxed and they're seasonal dwellings. So, you know, a lot of people don't think the same rules that apply in the cities apply up here when they're at their seasonal dwellings. It is a mentality that, you know, it's I do understand, but we don't run into the situation where, you know, people are where it's so out of hand that, you know, we can't control it.
So what happens if a municipality discovers an illegal build on your property? Korpela explains they prefer to take the carrot and stick approach, giving homeowners the opportunity to set things right. But if not addressed, there are definitely expensive consequences.
When we come across them, we make them get permits. When we do see it, we give them the voluntary compliance options. You know, by this date, you know, submit an application. If they don't do that, we issue an order. If they don't comply with the order, then we start issuing monthly review fees of those orders, which are $500 per order. So we do have mechanisms in place to deal with illegal construction. And then when they do take out a permit, it is double the permit fee for those projects. So, you know, we do hit them in the pocketbook to get them to comply, rather than taking them to court.
Korpela says that while it's rare, he has heard of illegal building cases going to court, amounting to thousands of dollars in fines. He says Dysart prefers to avoid the time-consuming process as much as possible.
It can be 2 years before the trial gets heard. You know, in our case, we do it a different way, and it works a lot better. You know, we don't use the court system. You know, we only use it when we have to. And, that's what I really appreciate about this area. Our council understands that. Our council supports that. And, we have our own way of dealing with these problems.
Korpela says it's best for homeowners and cottagers to use local designers and contractors to prevent delays in the permitting process. He says they are familiar with the building code here and what's required when applying. Doing it yourself or using out-of-town firms to apply for permits is simply asking for trouble and needless delay. The building permit portal on the Dysart website is simple and straightforward, and the cost per square foot here is competitive, Korpela adds.
We have online portals where people can apply for applications from their place in the city. Usually we have the contractors that are taking out the permits on their behalf, which works very well because they know the stream. They know exactly what to do. You know, they know what we need to see. You know, they use local designers where when it comes to us, it's almost a rubber stamp because those local designers know exactly what we're looking for. The building code is the minimum set of of building requirements in Ontario. So it sets out the minimum requirements. And I always tell people, you should never build to the minimum requirements. You should always build above the minimum requirements. And that's what your local designers are going to implement into your design, right? So nobody wants to walk on their floor and it being springing or you know, those types of things. So they're always going to build safety factors into those things that are above the minimum code requirements. But that's what the building code is. The requirement to take out the building permit is, so your designer designs something, it comes to us for with a building permit application. We review the plans to make sure that the plans conform with the minimum requirements of the code. And if they do, then we issue the building permit. The fees for building permits, so in Haliburton County, they are artificially low compared to neighboring municipalities. We're basically right now $1 a square foot for any new construction. So if you compare that to, let's say, Barrie, they're at almost $2 a square foot for new construction. So it's not a high fee by any means.
Karpeles says once a building permit is submitted, it usually takes, on average, 10 days to be reviewed and approved.
County Close Up is made possible through the support of the Local Journalism Initiative and the Community Radio Fund of Canada. You can find more stories from Haliburton County on canoefm.com and frequencynews.ca. This is Elizabeth Oakley for County Close Up.